Our next guest has been waiting to hear for quite some time.
Dr. Doom, good morning. How are you today?
Lee, good morning, Lee. It's cold in Minnesota, but it's warm in my heart.
Now, you didn't have...
Warm feeling.
Now, I understand Brian Urlacher actually had a do not disturb sign on his door. You didn't have one of those, did you?
No, I had a wife that was watching for everything to happen, but we did get the early knock on the door, too, from the same age. She knocked on the door and Brenda said, "Hey, we don't want anything. Okay, bye." Push the door back.
Oh, that's tough when you get a knock on the door and it's the maid and you're expecting Baker to show up. And
she knocked twice?
No, she just knocked once.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, a regular routine.
Wow. They gotta do some better planning there. Your heart must have jumped out of your heart the first time you heard that knock, though, right?
No, Brenda warned me that this is not the knock. This is not the knock. Because she was peeping at the peephole to see who it was.
Nice.
Hey, that's stalking. It's like, so what was it like? We just heard that little get-together there. So when you open up the door, like, oh, what went through your mind?
It finally happened. I kept saying when that knock came, I got up out of my chair saying, "This is it.
Yeah.
This is the knock I've been waiting for to myself." And whispering those words for the maybe 10 to 15 steps I had to make to get to the door. And for him to officially say Robert Wesson to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the feeling is no word for it. The emotions is no word for it. I mean, it's just one of the great feelings that I've ever had in my whole life. And I want to enjoy this experience, man. And I just hope that I'm going to make a lot of people happy with this. Happy.
So what happened after that? Did they have like a dinner or a banquet or something? What did you do after that, after they told you?
Well, they had to rush us down. Matter of fact, I was getting dressed so fast, I left most of my credentials in the room to be carried over to Honors Night, where they was going to make the announcement to everybody. They told me, if you didn't hear the rest of the things that Dave Baker was telling my wife and myself, don't call nobody, don't put nothing out, because you're going to make the announcement to the world in about an hour. So we had about an hour or two to get to Honors Night, where we had to be on stage for them to make the announcement.
Got to ask you, though, you had Ray Lewis, you had guys like Randy Moss. Did they know who you were?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially Ray. Ray and me go way back. We went to Hall of 52. 52, we got two 52s going in. Super Bowl 52, we just kept lining them 52s up. I mean, it was an awesome feeling, man. It was a great class. We got three good linebackers. I mean, and the wide receivers and the DBs, man, they looked defensive this year, and I'm glad they did for me to get a chance to get that call and then not.
NFL Hall of Famer Robert Brazil on the line with us here on WNSP. Now that you've had a day or so to kind of take it all in, do you appreciate it more, do you think, now because you had to wait as long as you did, or are you just kind of like, the hell with that, I should have been in two decades ago?
No. I don't know the other experience. All I was doing is being patiently waiting. I think it's a time for everything. And if you think about it, and if you was in my position and you played the game, and it's so over 20,000 athletes that's been out there playing football, and an elite number of them get a opportunity to play professional football when you run up against the best. Then when you retire, you see more athletes and more people doing the thing. I've been classified I was a Lawrence Taylor before Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence took my game and perfected it to his game. And I took my game from only got a memory last year. What's the middle linebacker for Kansas City? Willie Lanier. I wanted to be like Willie Lanier so bad, and I took his game and perfected it to Robert Brazil game. You got to be patient in this thing. I mean, there's so many good athletes, and the feeling, I wouldn't know about the other feeling, but I do know about the feeling I got this morning, that I'm a member of the NFL Hall of Fame, and that feeling is magnificent.
Robert, let me ask you something. You were at the Super Bowl yesterday. In your heyday, do you think you could have made a difference defensively in that game?
Of course. I saw it happening there. I watched the game real intense for two quarters, and I was very pleased what I saw with the Philadelphia Eagles on both sides. They played a real good football, and I saw some coaches make some adjustments. You got to be able to perfect your game as a team. You just can't go in there with just Bob Brazil on your mind or Brady on your mind, because you can get shut down in the NFL, and that was a proven thing yesterday when the Eagles shed Brady down, because everybody really thought he was going to come back in the fourth quarter. But they forgot they made the adjustment, took this guy off the outside and put him on the inside and shortened that distance to get to Brady. And what happened? That was the big fumble. It took, one sack, one fumble. But that's, I've always said, one that the defense that makes people make mistakes come out victorious.
Were you a little bit surprised, though, that it was such an offensive-minded game? I mean, records were broken. There was only one punt, one sack, very few turnovers. What'd you think?
That's the excitement of the game, man. This is the Super Bowl. You got to take all of the games and put it out somewhere else. When you take the Super Bowl, this is the big show. And it was about offense yesterday. It was about offense. I mean, we had one, two, or three, no punt. I mean, one punt. I don't think the Patriots punted at all. I mean, man, that's a great game.
Rob Brazil with us for another minute or so. So, how do you look in goal? You look pretty good when it comes to jackets.
This morning, I got the orientation for my first time with the NFL Hall of Fame. I don't know how I look in goal, but I know one thing: I'm going to get measured this morning for my gold jacket, my gold ring, and get all the instructions I got to do for the next 7 months. Me and my wife got orientation with the other inductees, and we are taking our pen, our pencils, our recorders to try to get everything so we don't make a mistake. So that's how the day's going to start this morning by 7:45.
Wonderful, Bob. Robert, I can't say enough good things. We're so happy for you. The whole community is. Look forward to having you back with us on the morning show. Hopefully we'll see you in person one of these days, but have a safe trip back to Mobile.
Lee, thank you so much. And I want to say this to you guys. It's people like you that have always supported me in this selection thing, man. You've always been on my side. You've always supported me. And it's in the Mobile. So I want to say thank you so much. And guess what? I'll be bringing a first whole football Hall of Fame linebacker to Mobile, maybe tomorrow or the next day.
We want to see you here in the studio with us one day wearing your gold. How's that?
We'll do that.
Yep, I'm trying the jacket on, Robert. I'm calling it. I'm first. Congratulations.
Hey, Lee, tell Bob I said good morning.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
That's Rob Brazil, ladies and gentlemen.